This is EJ Caster with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. With me, I have Dr. Genaro Pelayo. He is here at the Florida Tech campus attending a one-month intensive English language course. He is from Mexico and is a medical doctor in the Mexican Army. Genaro, please tell us about yourself.
I am a medical doctor in the Mexican Army.
From Mexico City?
I was born in a town called Texcoco, around maybe an hour away from Mexico City. I've been into Mexico City just to have my studies in the medical school.
And how did you enjoy medical school?
I like it a lot. I knew I was going to be a doctor since I was a kid.
Tell us that story. How did you know as a young child that you wanted to be a doctor?
Maybe it's not that I knew that. It was I wanted to be. I don't know why exactly, but since I remember, I always wanted to be a doctor.
What is it that you want to do with your practice in medicine?
I would like to become a cardiologist.
A cardiologist. So you stated this is your first time in Florida. What have you enjoyed about your trip?
I like the fact that you can watch the sunrise at the east and you just travel for just a couple of hours and you may watch sunset in the same day.
Oh, have you traveled over to Tampa?
Yeah, I've been to Tampa and I liked it a lot.
Can you tell us about your culture? Tell us about the Mexican culture, not as we know it from here in the United States, but from a Mexican perspective within your country.
Okay, food changes a lot. I'm not used to kind of food people around here are used to.
Explain that. You do eat nutritiously, don't you? I mean, as a medical doctor, you pay attention to what you're eating, unlike a lot of us who are constantly eating on the run and don't really pay attention to the nourishment that we're taking in. You, as a medical doctor, really pay attention to what you're putting in your body.
Yes, I try to get some good nutrients. I try to drink water instead of soda. I try not to eat too much sugar. I like vegetables.
And you exercise on a regular basis.
Yeah, I do exercise a lot. I like playing sports. I like soccer and I like handball back in Mexico.
Would you give us another example of how our cultures are different?
Also the schedules. Maybe we're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner are not the same. It's kind of hard for me to get used to it.
What's the difference in the schedules?
I mean, I'm used to have dinner around maybe 9 o'clock on the night instead of maybe 7. So at the time I come to the dining hall, I'm not hungry.
Oh, at 7 o'clock, you're not hungry because you're used to eating dinner at 9 o'clock at night.
I'm used to it later, yeah.
So does your day start later as well? You eat breakfast later?
No, I'm used to get up maybe 4:30 in the morning. I will start my activities at 6 in the morning. Because I'm a doctor, I got these schedules.
A heavy schedule.
Yeah, it's different every day.
And your family? Do you have family with you in Mexico City?
My dad lives in Nayarit. He lives near to Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco. I guess it's kind of a most known places to be on the beach back in Mexico after Cancun or Acapulco. It's a great place. And my mom is back in my hometown. It's called Texcoco.
And they must be very proud of you having gone through medical school.
I guess so. She's a great mom. She has always been with me, just as my father.
So, Genaro, thank you for coming on the program to participate in an International Student Spotlight.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad to be here. And anytime I could, I would like to go back. Thanks a lot.
This is EJ Caster with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. For more information on our International Student Spotlights, please visit our website at wfit.org. Click on Podcasts and scroll down to International Student Spotlights. Thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 FM.